Statman had a chance to catch up with Matt Hagan. It was the pre-presser, or the presser prior to the Winter Nationals that went off this weekend in Pomona. A number of drivers show up, a number of those in the media show up to interview these drivers, and I knew that he would be driving the funny car with a different frame of mind, Statman, but I didn't know what happened to his family member. It's a great interview that Statman spent 6-7 minutes with Matt Hagan, and actually dropped some news on Statman, kind of caught him off guard. Speaking of some gym-type interviews where you can actually catch the interviewer off guard at times when you're asking questions and then drop some knowledge on really what happened. What am I talking about? Well, it's Statman with Matt Hagan, Speed Freaks Pits, and the Lucas Oil Studios.
Matt Hagan, welcome to the Speed Freaks Pits. Dude, every time I see you, you're getting more cut. You're going to be cut enough for the NBA after a while.
I don't know about all that, man, but I know I love to eat, you know, and it just is one of those things where we're just trying to cut some calories and fit in this race car and look a little better, maybe get a few more sponsors out there, man. But no, it's we're really glad to have Mopar on board this year. Very strong, you know, Sandvik and Penzel and Freightliner. They're all backing us in this car this year, and you know, I'm excited about it, man. It's been a long off season. 3 months is too long not to pull a helmet on, and we just out in Phoenix last week, tested, ran some good low 80s out there, and shook the race car down, and just really excited to be here in Pomona this weekend. There's no fix for that adrenaline that you get when you stand on that fuel pedal, and you know, it's 10,000 horsepower, man. So you know, I've been waiting for that all off season, you know, and I lost my brother this winter, so I got, you know, I'm kind of driven and motivated. I got a goal in mind, and you know, I know that it's going to be one of those things where, you know, I think sometimes you take things for granted and you just go through the motions. And this year, you know, realizing that, you know, he went to bed one night and didn't wake back up, you know, so.
Wait, how old was he? Was he sick or?
No, just had an aneurysm, man, died. And he was 33 years old, you know, so I'm 34. We were 15 months difference. And, you know, but it puts stuff in perspective, man. You know, you really realize that every lap counts, every pass matters, everything you do every day matters, man. Don't just go through the motions. Make a point, and every day that you wake up and set a goal for yourself and make something happen for yourself. So it for me this year, that's how I'm going to start it off, you know, and really kind of focus on setting goals and accomplishing those goals this year.
Matt Hagan, you're a better man than I am. If something like that happened to me, I'd be in a fetal position over in the corner. I'm sorry. That's an enormous thing to absorb.
It is, you know, I mean, but all you can do is hang tough. I mean, nothing I can do can change it. You know, it's, I feel for my folks, you know, they're, after seeing my wife raise 3 kids so far and, you know, the time and energy and the effort spent and just getting them from the diaper stage into walking and crawling and then up and running, it's incredible. So, you know, I've been really trying to be tough for my folks, my mom and dad, you know, I can't imagine what they're going through. But, you know, at the end of the day, it is what it is. That's the hand that I'm dealt. And people go through a lot worse stuff than that, you know. But it's you just got to learn how to, you know, make something good out of it, make something positive, and keep moving forward, man. I mean, you know, it's easy to crawl in a hole and never come back out, but that's just not what life's about. You know, you got to go out there and get it done every day.
Let me go another direction altogether. What'd you do in the off season to get ready for this year? You look bigger. You must have put pumping the iron quite a bit.
Yeah, well, I've been hitting the iron a little bit, you know, just hitting the treadmill a bunch, and finally starting to see some abs, man. I've never had abs in my life, so, you know, have a little imprint of a six-pack right there. It's pretty cool. I'm like, man, I can finally see that. It's kind of my goal in life before.
Your wife probably loves it, doesn't
she? Yeah, well, she ain't quite rubbing on them yet, but she's, you know, I'm like, I'm getting close, baby. But it's, you know, just, and that's just another goal I've set for myself. You know, I mean, I've always been a big kid at heart, man. I love cake and I love eating. You know, I don't do no drugs, so it's just kind of eating is it for me, man. And, but, you know, I've always wanted to just kind of be lean and mean. And, you know, that's what I'm trying to set out to do right now. And, you know, I got with a guy, man, that he just got a great program. He put me on a diet. He put me on a workout regimen and just kicking my butt every day, you know. So it's been good, but I can still fit in the race car, and that's all that matters right now.
That was my next question. You're getting big enough. Did they have to change the race car to fit you?
No, actually, I haven't put on any weight. I've kind of traded some fat for some
redistributed.
Yeah, I think so. You know, I mean, it just, and then when you get leaner, you look a little bigger too, I think, you know, but a little bit more vascular and stuff. But I'm just glad to be in shape and feel good. I feel great every morning I get up and I'm just ready to rock and roll every day, you know. So it's I just feel healthy, I feel energized, and I'm ready to go do this year.
you don't think about aerobics in drag racing because the run only lasts 5 seconds. But have you noticed a difference in all the testing that the spring, the preseason testing? Does it, that last run of the day, does that come easier for you?
Well, I think that, you know, obviously what we do is about being mentally and physically fit. I think people, you know, you definitely, we lose the mental side of, nobody knows how to really train your mind, you know what I mean? And I've been able to work with some sports psychologists and read, there's an awesome book out there if you get a chance, it's called Mind Gym. And this dude, he was,
you mentioned that before to, in the Freak Nation. Yeah. That must have been something important to you.
Oh, it really is. And I think, you know, what we do is so mental. I mean, we it's a physical sport as well. I mean, you're pulling G's and you're pulling negative G's and you have to be focused. But it's so much about the mental game and, you know, being able to take it to the next level and being fit physically and in shape and cardio and stuff. That helps, but you still got to go out there and work on your mental game every day as well. So it's just you got to be very well-rounded, I think, to come out here and compete and perform and do well.
Did you pump the championship out of you? You've got a couple of them on your under your belt. Did you pump another one in there?
Man, I tell you, I'm always hungry for it. You know, I wake up every day thinking about it. You know, when you pull the helmet on, you put that mouthpiece in, and you think about, what do I need to do to get this done every lap, and you know, what we can do to make ourselves better as a team as a whole. I've been able to surround myself with really, really good, smart individuals, and I know that they have my back, and they're working hard, and I want to work just as hard for them. So I think it's a give take. You know, they're giving and I'm taking, and I got to give and they got to take, and it's it takes everybody, man. And I think, you know, these championships, they don't come easy. They come down to the last six races of the year. You got to be in that top 10. You got to work hard to get in that top 10 to get there. But it just, it's kind of like one of those things where you just have to turn it on at the end. And but you got to learn to turn it on at the end. You can't just go through the motions. You have to do what it takes, to that extra, to get you there those last six races.
Matt Hayden, good luck.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. We'll take all the luck we can get.
And I'm sure we're going to hear Matt Hagen in the Freak Nation many of Sunday nights, given the way he ran it today. Your winner from Pomona catching up with Statman. It just, it's incredible, man. You find the news that, of course, his brother passed away, then passed away in his sleep from
an aneurysm.
And Statman, you just like, okay, I got to go racing now.
Yeah, I don't know that I could do that. I've had death in my family, and it takes a while to grieve and to come out the other side of that grief. And he was there. He looked like he'd carved out a rock, you know. I mean, he was really getting big, and he was focused, evidently focused enough for this first win. I would hate to be racing him this year. I think he's going to be focused all year to do something for his family and his brother's memory.
It was this time last year, at least somewhere around the beginning of the season, in which he talked about his abs and how he said, I don't think I'm ever going to get abs. So good to know that that part of his goal has been reached. He's got abs. Wife isn't touching him yet, but he's got them.
Yeah, when you look at him, I almost didn't recognize him. When you look across the room and you see this hulking guy, and then all of a sudden, wait a minute, that's Hagen. And he, you know, took off the top of his uniform, his driver's suit, and it's like he didn't get smaller. It's like it was painted on him. I mean, he looks incredible. You'll see him when he gets to Phoenix. It looks like he just got out of the gym and put the plates down and started talking. He really looks cut.